They're back in the U.S. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Two of the four Americans attacked in Mexico on Friday. The other two are dead. Republican Senator Ted Cruz wants the Mexican army to arrest the killers.
Extradite them to the United States. They need to be prosecuted and face the full force of American justice.
So far, one Mexican man's in custody.
Latavia Washington McGee and Eric Williams were rescued from a shack on the edge of Matamoros, a Mexican border town, and whisked by ambulance back across the U.S. border on Tuesday. Their friends, Shahid Woodard and Zindel Brown, were found dead at the same location. The four had apparently crossed the border for McGee to get cosmetic surgery. Officials believe they may have got lost and then been mistaken by members of a drug cartel for rogue drug runners.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. NATO's leader just said Russian forces may take control of another Ukraine city in the next few days, Bakhmut. Fox's Steve Harrigan's in Kyiv.
In some ways, that city is really no longer there. It's pretty much rubble after 7 months of shelling from each side. The city has no strategic value either, and yet it's become the longest and bloodiest battle so far in this war.
In 2 hours, a new House Republican-led committee investigating COVID's origins holds its first hearing after recent FBI and Energy Department assessments that COVID likely leaked out of a Chinese lab. Democrat Debbie Dingell's on the committee and tells the Fox News Rundown podcast.
I think we need answers. I think we do need to understand what did or did not happen at the Wuhan lab. What did happen at that animal market?
Norfolk Southern Railroad is under more scrutiny. The NTSB's opened a probe after another incident in Ohio yesterday.
Conductor Louis Schuster was killed, struck by a dump truck as a train moved through a crossing at Cleveland Cliffs, a steel company. It's the third Ohio incident involving the railroad in a little over a month, including a train carrying toxic chemicals derailing in East Palestine.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Justice Department is taking JetBlue to court, suing to block the airline's merger with Spirit. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The impact of this merger will be particularly harmful for travelers who rely on what are known as ultra-low-cost carriers in order to fly.
There may be an attempted rebound on Wall Street. Stock futures are up a bit before the Federal Reserve Chairman testifies at the House. What he told the Senate yesterday triggered a stock sell-off. The Dow plunged more than 500 points.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell appearing on Capitol Hill for 2 days of hearings and telling the Senate Banking Committee that robust economic activity to start the year has partly reversed softening inflation trends from previous months. And as a result, Powell says,
the ultimate level of interest rates is likely to be higher than previously anticipated.
Fed officials raised the benchmark federal funds rate by a quarter point in February, following increases of a larger half point in December and three quarters of a point in November. In making their next rate decision, Powell says that central bankers would pay close attention to Friday's government report on February hiring and next week's report on inflation. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The World Baseball Classic's underway. It started overnight in Japan, where the Netherlands beat Cuba 4-2. Panama's playing Chinese Taipei now in Taiwan.
The field this year is expanding to 20 teams divided into four five-team groups. The opening round will be played at four sites, Phoenix and Miami in the U.S., and two overseas locations in Taiwan and Tokyo. The top two teams from each group will advance to the single elimination quarterfinals. Team USA is the defending champ, and once again, the American roster is loaded with Major League Baseball players. But the U.S. isn't the only team with MLB talent. I'm Eric Messersmith. Fox News.
In the NFL, the New York Giants worked out a four-year contract extension with quarterback Daniel Jones. The Baltimore Ravens put a franchise tag on quarterback Lamar Jackson. Other teams could try to sign him, but they'd have to give up first-round draft picks. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.